surpass any craving or pursuit of truth. The seldom met her, even in 100,000 years of travels. Now we can see and hear. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth, along with myself.
Should the Buddha, should the Dharma, should the Sangha. One way that I might characterize the focus of my training in the last 6 months is as a kind of prolonged meditation on the teachings embodied in How to Grow a Lotus Blossom. At some point in what I'm writing, I may be drawn to take a bit of an overview and if that should be the case, I think that one of the things I will emphasize is what a major shift happened in River Master's teaching, a shift that came from the deepening of her personal training. It could only come from that. And there are a number of ways this shift can be characterized. Everything was present before 76 in River Master's teaching. So it's more a matter of emphasis than anything else. But, or and, I should say, and, the emphasis was a profound, the change in emphasis was a profound change. At any rate, one simple way of characterizing that change is in terms of shift from an emphasis on will to an emphasis on willingness. And I believe that this is very much a common development insofar as something so rare can be called common from the first Kensho to a third Kensho. In the first Kensho, one learns that one can let go of everything and fall into the void. And this gives great confidence in one's own power of will, one's own capacity to exercise volition. and how to grow a lotus blossom, River Master puts it in terms of one knows, one jumps beyond the opposites, and one knows thereafter that one has done so and that one can do so. That's another way of putting it. Dogen put it in terms of the dropping away or falling away of body and mind. And of course that is necessary in order to fully realize the eternal. The complete vanishing of the ego self in no way affects the true self. Now if things get stuck in this point, at this point in training, then there are going to be real problems. There are going to be real problems in understanding. There's going to be real problems in what one teaches. There's going to be real problems in emphasis. It's necessary to know that we have a will and that we can exercise it. People who really don't understand that really can't do this training at all, because they're too passive. You know, you have to sit up straight in the presence of the Buddhas. That takes an effort of will. But you don't want too much of a good thing. And to carry it too far, you end up with a kind of Looney Tunes kind of concept of will. Too much of a good thing is not a good thing. Plagued by ideologies partial truths where will got glorified. It needs to be balanced with the understanding of the law of karma and the inexorability of karmic consequence. Yes, it's a very good thing to know one has a will, that one can exercise it. That doesn't tell you anything about the direction in which to exercise it. That's why it's so vitally important to take the precepts to heart again and again and again. Without the precepts, without the understanding of the law of karma, and it's really the same thing. Here. Without this understanding, you end up with a kind of crazy idea of will. And unfortunately, this partial truth, which is what it is, became identified with Zen in many people's minds. In its initial introduction into the Western culture. And what did you have waiting for it there? Well, you had things like Nietzsche and existentialism and the like. philosophies, really delusional ideas. Well, you can see how if those got welded with Zen, you have trouble. You know, Zen can't be taken out of its context in Buddhism. Another way to put this is that enlightenment is not about self-realization. It's about realizing the true self. We have to start with, I am not God. Before we can get to, there is nothing in me that is not of God. Two, lopsided an emphasis on will doesn't help you get to that essential first step. I am not God. Dogen said that the secret of life is will. Words are the key. But the secret of will is willingness. What's the difference between will and willingness? It's really, really simple. Will doesn't need the eternal. Willingness requires the eternal. Willingness means referring to the eternal, checking with the eternal before acting. Willingness means listening. Willingness means following. Willingness means discipleship. All of this was implied in Reverend Master's teaching, which is and always was solid Soto Zen teaching, solid Buddhist teaching. But the shift in emphasis really was noticeable in 1976 and thereafter. And we have those very difficult and dark early months of her retreat to thank for this. Because it's only by really getting our nose rubbed in our karma and really really experiencing the pain of it that we realize how much we need help. Then when we realize how much we need help, we need to know where to look for the help. And Reverend Master knew. It was all there. It was all there. The way I think of these events, looking back on them, and this great deepening of teaching originating in a great deepening of experience, the way I look on it is that this was the eternal making sure insofar as it's possible to make sure the Reverend Master's commitment to the perfection of Zen at every opportunity take hold in new ground and in hearts of her young disciples, mostly young disciples. I think things had gone as far as they could at the level of the teaching of the first and second Kenshos, and it truly needed, our Sangha truly needed the deepening of teaching of the third Kensho in order to, so we could all go deeper. And indeed, this is what happened. Will is simple. And will is essential. Willingness is much more subtle and complex. And willingness is absolutely essential. Willingness enfolds will within it, enfolds the secret of will within it. Willingness prevents will from going off track. The origins of will and willingness lie in the Buddha nature itself. The fact that we have the Buddha nature, we can take refuge in the Buddha nature. It is not something external to us. And willingness goes far beyond will. Will walks. At its best, will runs. But willingness flies.